dictation for Phyllis, PHYLLIS, Sides, SIDES, February 11, 43. Address as a letter to Dr. Taru Maraja, 772-6784, and also Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, 956-4105. Dear doctors, a follow-up for Mrs. Sides, chronic kidney disease, last visit December. Since the prior gastrointestinal bleeding, 3 units of blood transfusion, she did have a redo EGD, Dr. Person, P-E-R-S-S-O-N-S. Everything healed, no malignancy. She has not had any further problems of black stools or vomiting. Says to be eating well with a weight of 162. No abdominal discomfort, good urine output. There is frequency, urgency, nocturia for what she takes, Flomax, denies infection, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no gross edema, claudication symptoms. She's noticing some increased fatigue on activity, off and on palpitations, other review system negative, medication list review. I want to highlight that she is off lisinopril, off aldactone, off metoprolol, off aspirin, and off Jardiance. Next paragraph, today weight 162, blood pressure 110/68. There is evidence of atrial fibrillation at 120, 124. Some JVD, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap. No ascites, tenderness, masses, no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.2. She's been as high as 1.4. Present GFR 43, stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Excuse me. All this testing is from December. There was iron deficiency at that time, low level of albumin at 73 milligrams per gram. All these blood tests will need to be updated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy. She does have worsening of dyspnea, but that goes with her atrial fibrillation. Blood test needs to be updated. Next number, atrial fibrillation with fast ventricular response. She has prior atrial appendage ligation, prior MACE procedure, mitral valve repair, needs to restart metoprolol, needs to follow with cardiology Dr. Kreposman. Next number, prior ascending aortic aneurysm repair, open heart surgery. As far as I'm aware, everything is stable. Next number, prior acute renal failure at the time of gastrointestinal bleeding, requiring blood transfusion. Everything has healed. She's off ACE inhibitors and aldactone. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Next number, history of congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. Presently off treatment. Depending on blood test, I will not oppose her to restart treatment appropriately for congestive heart failure and low ejection fraction. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.